It is so great to have a chat with Hannah Ennis. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us for our self-care piece
Thank
on the
you.
Hub on iRadio. It's great to be talking to you.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Not at all. Now, I know January is a time where we all want to try and, I suppose, start with good intentions and get into the swing of things. Can you give us a little bit of a background, I suppose, as to what you do and maybe how you can help listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am an online wellness coach. So typically what I'd specialize in is working with clients to achieve like their health goals. So that can either be physical goals or also mental goals, emotional goals, whatever that might be, to create a really good lifestyle for them to, again, achieve whatever it is they're looking to achieve. So that'd be my background. Usually for myself, I like to focus a little bit more on mindset and really just making sure that, the mind and the body can connect. I think when the two of them connect really well, that's when the magic happens. So I do put a big emphasis on mindset along with kind of doing the action that we typically see in January, new rush.
Definitely, because I think, especially with social media and stuff as well, we can get really het up about what are we going to do? How, like, when are we going to do it? Is it going to all happen right now? And all of that kind of stuff. So sometimes, you maybe need to set yourself a little bit of a goal or a little bit of a plan to kind of ease yourself into it. In terms of kind
Absolutely.
of, self-care, because I think that's a massive thing. Maybe you were the type of person that was super busy around Christmas, then heading into the new year, and you put so much pressure on yourself. How can
Absolutely.
people maybe improve their mindset so that they're helping themselves without becoming too stressed?
Yeah, well, I think just like what you just said there, I think we forget how busy like December can be that with social events, the run up to Christmas is mad for most people. So it is, I think, a little bit silly often when we think January, we have to go crazy, we have to do a million different goals. And it can become really overwhelming when it comes to the 1st of January, especially when we have the likes of social media and society, and everyone just seems to have everything put together, and it can be really difficult. So the first thing I'd actually recommend to people is ease into January. Ease into the year. It can seem like, when it comes to Jan 1st, we have to have a million different goals. The food shop has to be done, everything has to be perfect. And that just isn't the case. And I think that applies a huge amount of pressure then on all of us. And honestly, I think even from myself, when that pressure is there and our mindset isn't locked in and we feel a little bit on our own, of course we're going to give up on them goals early on. So I think the best approach is to actually, instead of speeding up, learn how to slow down. I think your starting point is super important. I always speak about this with clients. Your starting point has to be in a really good, like the foundations have to be really strong. So it's actually okay if you ease into January and find your feet, spend 2 weeks setting goals, get into the month, get into the year, and nothing has to be figured out within the first week. And I promise you, if you can just slow that approach down, everything is just a little bit, it's more long term and more sustainable that way too.
Definitely. Have you got any tips for people who, I suppose we're on the 9th of January now, and we're well into January, we're settling ourselves, but have you got any tips for people who may be struggling to stick to something that they've kind of said? Now, I don't know if it's, marathon training or
I
it's,
know.
eating
Everyone's a
healthy
runner these
or
days.
it's something I'll have to hop on the bandwagon at some point. But even, if you're feeling a little bit, I suppose we're heading into, weekends of January and everything like that, and you're maybe finding it a little bit hard to stick to something that was a New Year's resolution.
I think the best thing is to have a plan. And that plan doesn't need to have a 10-step module on what you have to do. It just creates awareness and intention as well as to like what you actually are looking to achieve. I feel like when you start off in the year or you're even just setting goals, we have to remember, are they like specific? Are they realistic? And more often than not, when we have, again, society and our friends doing a million and one things, we feel like we have to do the same amount of things too. So I'd sit down and really ask, like when we start setting a goal, I would usually split them into two because it makes it a little bit easier in regards to short-term goals. And then we also have our long-term goals. So if that goal is marathon training, for instance, or going to the gym 5 days a week, whatever that might be, to achieve fat loss goals or mental health goals, it's really saying, okay, well, where is my starting point now? Because we have to be realistic and achievable. And if we're not training in the gym at all, it's not very realistic to then say, do you know what? Next week I'm going to do six training sessions. I'm going to eat this, that, and the other. It's just not an easy transition. So going back to that starting point, it's like, what can my short term, if I have my long term goal, which is down here, what can I do if I just split that up and create smaller little, just to work towards, smaller little sections, smaller little timelines to work towards that will make me feel like I'm working towards where I need to go, but it's so much less pressure. It's a lot more achievable. And then you kind of have a direction. You actually know where you need to go rather than saying, oh, I have this goal and I don't know how I'm going to get there, but I know I want to do it. But what am I meant to do day to day? So it's kind of splitting it back and saying, what can I do week to week? What can I do day to day? And splitting it up so we actually have a plan in place that we can follow. And it means then you can figure out, okay, I have 6 weeks to get there. I have 8 weeks to get there. And we know exactly what we need to do every day. You start your day with intention. And there's more room as well for wiggle room if you do have a bad day or something goes wrong or whatever else. But the plan needs to be solidified. It will help in a huge amount.
Absolutely. And maybe like some people for 2024, it's, you know, being kinder to themselves, and maybe it's, you know, looking after their mental health and that type of thing. I know you've been quite open on your own social media about, you know, struggles that you may have had and being kind to yourself and, you know, making sure that you're looking after yourself mentally rather than, you know, piling on all of the stress that may come. You know, was it easy for you to speak out and talk to people about that? Or did you get a little bit of comfort from being able to share what you were going through?
Yeah, I actually found, it's a weird one, I actually found opening up, I know we hear it all the time, like, you know, a problem shared is a problem halved, and we know this, but of course we have the likes of your ego and we have everything else that comes in and we think we can do it ourselves, or we're really afraid to open up, because again, it does look like everyone else behind closed doors has everything put together, and it's really difficult and overwhelming to kind of branch out of that and even just ask for help. And it's the one thing that I'll always preach is do not be afraid to open up and to ask for that help, because even in my own situation and my own circumstance, my mental health for probably the most of my life hasn't been in a great place. And it's only in the last few years by reaching out and stepping out, and it's been difficult, but it's helped so much. Now I have a, you know, a better mindset, I have a better relationship with myself, and it's easier for me to even delegate some of my stresses and just be kinder to myself. I think when we blame ourselves and we say, you know, you shouldn't be feeling this way, or I can't believe you couldn't achieve that goal, or you missed that day in the gym, when we kind of, or for whatever it might be, we can really be our own worst inner critic. And, you know, what happens in my case, and I see it with clients all the time, is when one negative thought comes in and we allow that thought to stay there, they just spiral, you know, and we've all had it before. And now all of a sudden that's one small problem has just magnified into a million ones. And it can cause us to go a little bit more inward. And of course, then when you're feeling that low, you don't want to take action or be motivated. You don't really want to do the things that you know are probably going to help you. So I would say opening up has probably been the best thing. And it's something that I preach to everyone, because it really does help.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, like, I'm the same. Like, I had struggled with mental health, and you know, it does help when you go and reach out. And you know, it is daunting, and I've spoken about it on air loads and loads of times, that it's daunting to go. And even if you're going to see someone like a counselor about it, you know, it's making that first step, it's making a phone call or sending the text, and then you get to the place where you're going to go in and talk to somebody, and it is daunting.
Terrifying. It's very overwhelming.
It is. But then, like, you know, I've gone for years at this point, and you know, it's always nice to check back in if you do feel like you're struggling, and 100%. It's that extra support of somebody who's not necessarily going to tell you exactly what you need to hear, like a friend, or you know, or a partner, or a, you know, a parent, or that type of thing. But it's definitely well worthwhile. Before I let you go, I know you often talk about journaling as well.
Yes. And
the benefits of it. And like, I'd love to hear a little bit more about that. And if somebody is thinking about journaling for 2024, you know, they've either got themselves a little planner or a journal or that type of thing, and they want to know where to start, because I suppose you have this, you know, empty book in your hand, and you're like, where do I even go? Do I doodle on it, or do I start writing? Or, you know, where do you begin?
I think it's really important. I get these questions all the time. And I used to be the type of person that was like, oh, I hated the help. I hated everything. I was like, I don't want to journal. I don't want to meditate. I don't want to breathe. I don't want to do it all, you know? And when you don't know how to do things, of course you're going to feel like, oh, I really don't like this. I can't do it. But it's about understanding that it's creating a plan that works for you. So even if it's just your general plan day to day, your goals, you don't have to copy what someone else does. So, you know, all of your friends are doing one plan, doesn't mean that you have to do it. So when it comes to writing, as I just said, I hate this to begin with, and I have no problem saying it, but in order to create that habit. I knew that maybe speaking to people I found very difficult. So a little book that I could keep to myself, I knew I had to get my thoughts out somewhere,
Yeah.
even just to make sense of them. You know, as they just like when them thoughts, they magnify, it can be really hard to understand what's even real, what's
Yeah.
right, what's reality. And I just found by writing them down, I was able to understand them a little bit more. So I actually use journaling. I would just write my thoughts down, if they were good, if they were bad. And I actually thought it helped a lot, even with therapy. So on the days I found it really difficult to speak, I would literally just give her my journal and say, look, this is what's been going on this week. And that helped massively. But the first thing that I found when starting journaling, even just to create awareness over yourself, was actually just using journaling prompts. So I, you know, just asking yourself if it was confidence, if it was inner child work, if it was setting goals, even just asking yourself a few questions and answering them. And you'll get so much of an insight into yourself and really kind of what change you need to make. And the way that I write now is like a diary entry. I usually just write every single day what's going on. And that might not be the right way, but there's no right way. It really just works for me. So I'll write every single day what's going on, you know, between my friends, work. And it was even in therapy as well. It was great that at the end of the week, I could look back. And, you know, if I thought I had really bad days, I'd actually be able to see some really good days. Or if there's something that was kind of coming up every day that I was like, maybe this is something that I need to speak about. It was all there for me. So I think between journaling prompts and even just writing the stresses that are going on in your life or anything that you feel like is just overwhelming you and kind of paying rent in your
Yeah,
head, get it
totally.
down.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I think that's going to be so helpful as well to people who've never tried it before. Maybe it's something they want to try for 2024. Hannah, listen, I could literally talk to you all day.
Thank
Thank
you so
you
much.
so much for coming on to have a chat to us. I know we've got lots of listeners that'll really, really enjoy this as well.
Amazing.
If anybody wants to follow you, if they want to maybe check out what you're doing, catch up with you, where is the best place they can go?
Instagram would be where you'd catch me. So that's just Hannah Ennis underscore underscore. And
Oh,
any
super.
questions that anyone does have, obviously feel free to shout.
Oh, super. Hannah, listen, thank you so, so much. I'm sure it won't be the last time we have you on the show as well, because you're fantastic. So thank you so
Thank
much
you
for
so
taking
much to
the
me.
time.
Thanks for having
And
me.
yeah, absolutely.
Bye.
Thank you.
See ya.